Turning now to some news from the world of sports. In Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox are struggling in the second half of the season. Losers now of four of their last five games, including a 6-5 13-inning defeat against the Mariners in Seattle last night. Drew Pomeranz started for Boston but was long forgotten by the time Gene Segura singled up the middle to score Guillermo Heredia with the winning run in the bottom of the 13th. Heredia had advanced from first to third on a wild pitch by Doug Fister. That was a pitch that allowed the tying run to score in the bottom of the 13th after Sandy Leone had given the Red Sox a 5-4 lead in the top of the frame with an RBI single. But Fister, who was in his third inning of relief when he threw that fatal wild pitch, is not entirely to blame. The Red Sox offense, or lack thereof, continues to plague the team. The Sox stranded two runners in the 8th, the 9th, and the 11th innings. And despite a solo home run by Hanley Ramirez, the team is still last in round trippers in the American League. The Sox are looking for offense anywhere they can find it and made a trade last night to help. And last night also debuted 20-year-old Rafael Devers at third base to try and jumpstart the sputtering offensive engine. Devers was 0-for-3, but he did walk twice, and he scored a run. He played well defensively at third, but he probably won't see a ton of time there now with the Red Sox acquisition of San Francisco Giants third baseman Eduardo Nunez. The Sox sent two minor league pitchers to the Giants for the speedy Nunez, who's having a fine year at the plate with a 3.04 average. And since June, he's been on a tear. He's got a 3.48 average since June. That is the fourth highest in the majors in that time frame. Nunez has some defensive deficiencies, but he can play multiple positions, including outfield, because of his speed. And perhaps he can platoon with Devers or give Xander Bogaerts an occasional rest at shortstop. Bogaerts looks like he is tired in the second half of the season already. But Nunez will not solve the Red Sox power problems. He's got just four home runs on the year, and the Red Sox still need to get more pop in the middle of their lineup to replace all those runs that Big Papa used to drive in. So Dave Dombrowski is probably not done dealing in advance of the July 31st trading deadline. Right here is a vote to bring on the New York Mets' Jay Bruce if the asking price is not too high. The Red Sox play a matinee getaway game today against Seattle, start time 3:40. And the good news is that ace Chris Sale will be on the mound for Boston. The Red Sox have seen their first-place lead over the New York Yankees shrink to just one game in the AL East with the rough road trip. They need a win today before they head home to Fenway. As for the Yankees, they took care of the Cincinnati Reds with a 4-2 win at the stadium last night, and what a home debut it was for the Yankees' newly acquired third baseman, Todd Frazier. Frazier came up in the second inning with no outs and the bases loaded, and he drove in a run while hitting into a triple play. What a game baseball is. Frazier hit a shot up the middle that was grabbed by the Red shortstop. He stepped on second for one out, threw to the first for another. But Didi Gregorius, who was on second for the Yankees, wasn't sure if the ball was going to be caught on a fly when it was hit. So he broke late for third. First baseman Joey Votto saw that. He threw across the diamond to nail Gregorius at third to complete the triple play. But the runner on third did score. And because the Yankees eventually won, Frazier was able to laugh about it afterwards. Jordan Montgomery took a no-hitter into the sixth inning for the Yankees. He finished with his seventh win of the season. The New York Mets got a hard-fought win against the Padres in San Diego last night, hanging on for a 6-5 victory, thanks to a big night at the plate by Yoenis Cespedes, who finished a single shy of the cycle. He had an excuse-me check swing triple in the seventh inning to drive in two for the eventual winning runs for the Mets, who have won six of their last seven. They are still expected to be sellers before the trade deadline. At least I certainly do hope so, because reiterating this again, I really want to see the Red Sox poach Jay Bruce from their roster. The Toronto Blue Jays, eight games out of first place and in last place in the AL East, will almost certainly shop some players, despite beating the Oakland A's 4-1 last night. If you want to feel a good story as a Blue Jays fan, how about starter Cesar Valdez getting his first win since 2010? Valdez threw a career-high six innings and left to a standing ovation from the crowd at the Rogers Center in the seventh inning with that victory. In the New York Penn League, the Vermont Lake Monsters wasted no time getting out to a big lead against the Tri-City Valley Cats last night. The Monsters scored five runs in the first inning on the way to an 11-3 win at Centennial Field. Vermont loaded the bases and then scored three times to add to a 2-0 lead on Will Toffey's two-run double and a single by Peyton Squire. Ryan Gridley finished 3-for-4 on the night. Wyatt Marks picked up the win on the hill. The first-place Lake Monsters get a day of rest today before taking on the Tigers in Connecticut for a three-game series starting on Thursday. In the NECBL, the Vermont Mountaineers have been struggling, winners of just two of their last nine, but they picked up a 3-2 win over the New Bedford Bay Sox last night in Massachusetts, running a complete game gem by Thomas Murator, who went seven full innings while giving up just one earned run on five hits. He struck out six along the way for his second win of the year. The Mountaineers scored two runs in the fourth and one in the sixth to give Murator just enough padding to notch that victory. And the Upper Valley Nighthawks keep on rolling. Last night, they used a ninth-inning rally to beat the North Adams Steeplecats 7-4 in western Massachusetts, trailing 4-2 heading into the ninth. The Nighthawks rallied for five runs and the victory as they continue to hold on to first place in the Northern Division.